Laurel, Gary, and Mark.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Our Coast Watch there reporter and all things Bayside expert Brownie recently told us some sad news that after 97 years, Queensland company Alvey Reels no longer in business. Now, I learnt to fish on an Alvey reel. My dad taught me. And it was such a wonderful experience. It's such sad news. We've got the man from Alvey, Bruce Alvey. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning, Laurel. How are you?
Good. Bruce, this is awfully sad news.
Well, yes. Look, it's a changing world out there, and as a few people have suggested, we're probably part of our own problem in that we actually make products that last. People aren't used to that these days. The modern society, everything falls apart in 5 years and you go and buy a new one. And it's the only reel that you can fish with in sand and salt water, drop it in, rinse it off in salt water and keep fishing.
You can't do that with the spinner reels, can you?
No. Definitely not. You only do it once, Laurel. You got to go and see the repairman after that or buy a new one.
And I do remember Dad would, when he got home from a big fishing trip, he'd take them apart and they'd all be laid out on the kitchen table and then you'd carefully put them all back together. And they were so easy to maintain, but it was so smooth in their action.
And your dad was probably fairly unique because most blokes chuck it in a bucket when you get home, rinse it and put it back under the garage. And that worked as well, but yes, a lot of guys like your dad did go the extra mile and those reels last even longer. We have a big factory that we've built over the years and unfortunately the costs are more than what the sales are now, so that is a recipe for disaster.
But the wonderful thing was you could actually feel what you were catching because your finger would be on the line and you could feel when the fish were biting, and that doesn't happen. It sort of takes away the experience of fishing.
Yeah, no, look, Laurel, that's been our selling feature over the years, and that's why a lot of all the champion club anglers all use Alvey's, because you can feel everything. You feel every nibble. You feel undulations on the ocean floor as you're winding your bait in. You can feel all that through our system. We still recognise it's the best system, but there's not enough people buying to keep us in this factory now. The response has just been mind-blowing. We've had something like 700,000 people have looked at our Facebook page, and over 3,000 people have left personal messages, which is just really, really pulls on the heartstrings to think there's that much passion about your product out there.
Bruce, have you closed the doors to the factory, or is that you still a little
bit... We've had to give all our staff 5 weeks' notice, which might even end up, if we've got enough parts, we might even have to extend that a little bit. There will be some stock left, which we see where we go then.
So, Bruce, if you do retire, you'll be off, I don't know, let me think, fishing?
No. It's something we get to talk about all our life, because I sit on a number of committees that we talk to politicians all the time about trying to actually realise what the true value of recreational fishing is to the economy. And I mean, all our little seaside towns right around Australia, you find the biggest contributor to their economy is the recreational fishermen that come there, and usually fishing tackle's the cheapest bit of your trip. It's fuel, and guys will actually go and buy a $100,000 boat just so they can go fishing. All adds, and then people come to the town and they stay there, they eat there, they buy fuel. It's very hard though to convince a lot of pollies as to how much it does actually add to the economy, but we believe it's over $10 billion a year to Australia.
Well, my dad's 84 and he's still got his from when he was a young fella. Look, we just wish you all the best, Bruce. Thank you so much for being such a great part of a lot of Australian families.
Okay, thank you, Laurel. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, look, here's one for Bruce.
You gone fishing.
You know.
There's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Good. Yeah, just beautiful.
Laurel, Gary, and Mark.